This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Democrats opened their national convention last night, a four-day virtual affair they hope will push former Vice President Joe Biden to victory over President Donald Trump in the November election. One conspicuous speaker featured last night was the former governor of the state of Ohio, John Kasich. Not only is he a Republican, but a conservative Republican at that.
Proud of my Republican heritage. It's the party of Lincoln, who reflected its founding principles of unity and a higher purpose. But what I have witnessed these past 4 years belies those principles. Many of us can't imagine 4 more years going down this path.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama was the keynote speaker of the evening.
Regardless of our race, age, religion, or politics, when we close out the noise and the fear and truly open our hearts, we know that what's going on in this country is just not right.
President Trump kicked off his own campaign efforts in the Midwest battleground states of Minnesota and Wisconsin. From Associated Press, Sagar Magani has this.
First in Minnesota.
Joe Biden is the puppet of left-wing extremists.
And then Wisconsin, which was to host the convention.
Biden is just a Trojan horse for socialism.
The president aggressively counter-programming Biden's big virtual show, even knocking that part of it, calling the convention's taped speeches a snooze. The locations were telling. The president visiting Midwestern battlegrounds as polls show him trailing Biden fewer than 3 months before the election. That kicked off his busiest week of campaign travel since before the pandemic. He'll be in Arizona today.
This is VOA News. Lithuanian and Latvian parliaments approved resolutions today calling for new transparent presidential elections in Belarus and supporting the European Union sanctions against Belarusian officials responsible for human rights abuses and falsification of election results. The resolution also calls on the Belarusian government to immediately enter into a dialogue with the opposition and civil society in order to avoid further violence. In Latvia, the resolution was supported by 80 members of the parliament with no votes against or abstaining. The Lithuanian parliament approved the resolution with 120 votes. Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya recently fled to Lithuania to join her children there after strongman leader Alexander Lukashenko's claim of victory in the presidential election in July prompted bloody street protests. Witnesses report gunfire at a military camp outside of Mali's capital in what a local embassy described as a possible mutiny against President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. Residents of Mali have taken to the streets in support of the apparent mutiny. A reporter for VOA's French to Africa service says gunshots were heard Tuesday about 15 kilometers northwest of Bamako. A group of soldiers were later seen headed toward the capital. VOA's Bamara service reports that President of Mali's National Assembly and the head of the National Guard have been arrested. Opposition supporters have held several large protests in recent months calling for President Keita's resignation. Clashes between security forces and protesters in July killed at least 11 people. A judge for a UN-backed tribunal said today that judges found that while Syria and Hezbollah may have had motives to eliminate former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, there is no evidence either was involved in Hariri's 2005 assassination. Judges are reading out their verdict in the trial of 4 people accused of involvement in the roadside bombing that killed Hariri and 21 others as his convoy passed along the Beirut waterfront. Nearly 773,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, with more than 170,000 of the deaths in the United States and more than 108,000 in Brazil. Mexico comes in third with about half of Brazil's figures. The number of infections is more than 21.8 million globally, with about a quarter of the infections in the U.S. and more than a quarter with Brazil and India combined. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.